Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Our good friend Dan Burris is back, ladies and gentlemen. Dan's coming up on 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. I've been telling you about Dan for a long time. He's a futurist. And you know, futurists, their bubble is just a little bit off-center. And it's for a good reason, though, because they see things different than most people see things. And they bring those things, the way they see things, to us so that those of us who can see up to the horizon, with their help, we can see a little bit over the horizon. And Dan focuses heavily on technology. And he's here to talk to us about what he calls 12 technologies, technology certainties that will undoubtedly happen, he says. And by the way, his books are Techno Trends, which is the one I told you about first 11 years ago, and his new book, Flash Foresight. He's our good friend Dan Burris. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's really a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And one of the things I like about you, Dan, is you're not wishy-washy. You're a pretty certain guy. You're a pretty definite guy, and I like that about people. I like it when people declare. And you call this thing, this topic we're going to talk about today, 12 technology certainties. Tell us about them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I like to think of them as certainties that will transform all careers that are current, as well as shape many new ones. And the reason I wanted to talk to you about certainties today is because we have so much uncertainty. I mean, what's going to happen with Italy, with Europe? What's going to happen with healthcare?
It's very
what's
troubling.
What's going to happen Friday? We didn't even know what's going to happen Friday with the government.
Right.
And when people are uncertain, Jim, they don't move forward. They don't have confidence.
That's right.
And my worry with the country right now, we've got, in this recession that has not been over from an employment standpoint, what do we take? What kind of courses do we take? What classes can we learn? And if people are not certain where to go, they put it off. And I don't want them to put it off. I want them to start learning now. And by providing this list of the 12, think of them as driving forces that are shaping careers, people, if they understand what they are, they can make themselves increasingly relevant and find work rather than be laid off.
Right.
See, I want to switch that around. Instead of getting laid off, I want you to be employed.
Absolutely. All right, what's the first one?
Well, let's just talk about the whole mobile revolution for a minute. Now, again, it sounds like it's technology, and you'd say right away, well, I'm not a technologist if you happen to be a maintenance guy or you're a nurse or something like that. But, you know, our main computer is now our smartphone.
Smartphone,
and of course,
right,
our tablet.
Mobile.
And by the way, the smartphone's getting smarter. And, you know, where are the jobs coming from? Well, Apple just put out a little report that's kind of neat, and it said that since 2007, remember, that's about the time the recession started, since 2007, there are 290,000 people programming apps, not just programming them, but selling them, marketing them, designing them, doing the graphics for them. Mm-hmm. 270,000 jobs were created just for the iPhone. We're not talking even the Android or the Microsoft or any of the others. Where are the new jobs coming from? And so it's not just apps. It's not just putting, like Apple's even thinking of bringing manufacturing back to the United States.
Right.
We have a true revolution with hardware, software, and mobile. So thinking about that, and even if you're a doctor or a nurse, now you're carrying a computer around with you, and you're tapping in to supercomputers in the cloud.
Well, and more people who've never logged on to the Internet, who've never owned a PC this year around the world, are going to buy a smartphone and do both of those things.
Yeah, well, something happened two months ago that's really significant, and that is the cost of making a smartphone versus the cost of making a dumb phone is now the same.
Wow.
And when you have a smartphone, you got more than a phone, you got a computer, you got television, you got radio, by the way.
I'm very happy and very appropriate. And it's very appropriate, and I'm not the least bit surprised that you chose to put mobile first. And my audience knows that that I've been singing that song for a long time. All right, what's next?
Well, we got visual communications, remote visual. Now, that is, you can do, for example, you can use a program that's free, like Skype, and have a video communications, not just on your laptop, but you can also do it on your phone or on your tablet.
Right.
And what we're going to see is that people are going to be using that for business and communicating, because, you know, when you're on the phone, you can't you can only tell what people are saying, but if
right.
you can see them, you can see what they're thinking and be more relevant. So really, if you want to get right down to it, Jim, everyone listening to this is going to be on TV for their work,
right?
Meaning like that kind of visual communication.
Including radio.
And get some training.
That's right.
For example, why don't you get good on television? Get some training, get some help, mm-hmm. get some coaching.
Let me throw something else out at you, a little bit of a wrinkle to what you're talking about. But as you know, as this is part of your world, every new opportunity, every new lever also creates a disruption. And when you think about if visual communication is going to explode, what's that going to do? That's a form of face-to-face. It's not tactile, but it's a form of face-to-face. I can still see your face and as you're speaking and read your mood, your gestures and your body language. What's that going to do to the travel and hospitality industry? The business.
Well, what we're going to find, very good question, Jim. Very good question. And the reality of that is that the core reason for face-to-face is not just to see your face. It's to establish a trusting relationship.
Right.
And what people that are selling things are starting to realize that a transaction is not as good as a relationship.
That's right.
And to establish a relationship in the first place takes a little bit of eye-to-eye because
right.
that has a trust factor in there. But once we've done that, then using visual is a very powerful tool.
It's not the perfect for everything or forever, but it does serve a purpose as an alternative between times when you're face to face. All right, give me. If you got a quick one, I got 30 seconds.
Yeah, how about the 3D web? Right now, your website and everybody's website is a flat piece of paper, basically, with a hyperlink and an embedded video or picture.
Right. Right.
But to have a 3D web where you don't have to wear special glasses and you can have things stick out of that phone or that tablet or go into interspatial. So if I want to buy a new Porsche, I can go into a showroom virtually there with high
right.
definition, sit in the car, put virtual clubs in the trunk to see if they fit. That's going to change the Internet.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Dan, give us the website, please.
You can go to Burris.com, or you can also, and I'll talk about this afterwards, go to DeVry.edu/certainties and find this list as well.
All right. So Burrus is his last name, by the way. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.